American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. The man accused of fatally shooting the CEO of United Healthcare pleaded not guilty today to state murder and terror charges, while his attorney complained that comments coming from New York's mayor would make it tough to receive a fair trial. Luigi Mangione, 26, was shackled and seated in a Manhattan court when he leaned over to a microphone to enter his plea. The Manhattan District Attorney charged him last week with multiple counts of murder. Find more on this story at AFN.net. AAA anticipates assisting nearly 870,000 stranded motorists throughout the Christmas and New Year's travel period. Dead batteries and flat tires are the most common causes of these breakdowns. Many families will face the challenges of icy roads and freezing temperatures during their journeys. AAA's Robert Sinclair spoke with Fox Weather.
Consider that 90% of all those who will travel will drive to their destination, and we're expecting a record 119 million. It means you will have a lot of company out on the roads. Every major city will see a double to perhaps triple digit increase in traffic congestion. Best day probably this week to travel will be the holiday itself. A lot of people are already at their destination. So the roads get a little bit lighter. So if you want to get up early on Christmas morning, and if your destination is about 200 miles away, take you about 4 hours and you won't have to fight through the traffic.
He said to be sure to check your car battery before hitting the road. Fox Business's Jeff Flock reports on holiday air travel statistics.
Now, don't expect to not stand in a line if you're traveling. With this many people traveling, maybe that's not such a terrible thing. What it costs to take these trips, the average round trip, if you got it cheaper than $830, you got a bargain, because that's the average. Domestic flights, that's the average at 4% of an increase, 13% increase in overseas flights.
The Transportation Security Administration expects to screen 40 million passengers over Christmas and the New Year's holiday. Fox Business reports the FDA raises the Costco egg recall to the highest risk level over salmonella fears. The FDA issued a Category 1 for the recall, meaning there is a reasonable probability that consumption will cause serious adverse health consequences or death. Today, the FDA slapped the Handsome Brook Farms eggs sold at Costco stores in the southeast U.S. with the highest risk level. A Massachusetts-based pro-family activist says Democrats are going on a listening tour next month in order to cope with their defeat in the presidential election. Here's more from AFN's Chad Groening.
An organization known as Mass Dems has sent out emails to members announcing that the organization, quote, will launch a virtual listening tour to engage with our community across the Commonwealth. This initiative is an opportunity for us to review the outcomes of the recent elections, celebrate successes, and identify areas for growth. It was signed by the chairman of the party, Steve Kerrigan, who wrote, quote, "We look forward to hearing from you at your congressional district's forum. Your voice matters, and this is your opportunity to help us build on our successes and strengthen our movement for the future. Together, we can ensure the Massachusetts Democratic Party continues representing and advocating for the values that matter most to our communities." Brian Kamiker is president of the pro-family organization, Mass Resistance.
State Democratic Party has scheduled this listening tour around the state to find out what went wrong. And you don't need a listening tour to figure out what went wrong. Look in the mirror.
Kamiker points out what happens when someone dares to question the party orthodoxy.
One of the left-wing reps, Seth Moulton, made a comment that boys shouldn't be playing in girls' sports. And the whole Democratic Party went after him. And it's like, listen, you guys, look in the mirror. You want to know why Trump won overwhelmingly? You don't need a listening tour. But I'll tell you something. It doesn't sink in. They don't get it. They really don't get it. And when you talk to leftists, they can't figure out what happened. It's their religion.
I'm Chad Groening.
Mourners laid flowers near the scene of the deadly Christmas market attack in Germany today as investigators worked on the motive of the suspect. A church, which was a short walk from the scene of the attack, has become a central place of mourning since the suspect drove a car into the busy market on Friday evening, killing five people. A carpet of flowers now covers the broad sidewalk in front of the church. See more news at AFN.net.